Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. Just press stop, and it'll all go away.
Greetings from Norwegia. Hello, James Kennison. I know where you live, and I have news for you.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 48, brought to you the week of December 17th, 2007. Nobody's Listening is still a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same. Still is, and maybe, probably, most likely, always will be. I am one of your hosts. I actually am your host. My name's James, and I am joined by guest host...
I am your host, James, and I am joined by... Sorry. I was reading the wrong part.
Yeah.
I'm Drew.
And Drew's a funny guy, if you can't tell. He's so funny. Man. That was awesome.
No. You know what? I got to ask you, James. Was that kid at the beginning saying he has nose fire?
No, he was saying, I have news for you.
Oh, it was that Norwegian accent.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, if you don't know about the Norwegian lady, then you have to go. You have to get off the podcast. You're not even close to familiar. I love having people on, though, that don't know anything about the show, because we'll say stuff like stalkers and talk about, you know, I have plans for you. I have news for you. And they have no idea what we're talking about. We'll talk about Lucy and all of our inside stuff, and they just have absolutely no clue. But, this is Drew from HardcoreChristianGamer.com. And he has a very, very good podcast over there for all you hardcore Christians. Now, let me ask you this. What's the emphasis on? Is it hardcore Christians who are gamers, or hardcore, or is it Christians who are hardcore gamers, or will you just take anybody?
Well, you know, ultimately, we'll take anybody, but a lot of people ask that, and I would say
the numbers.
Yes, you are. You're number 452. As a matter of fact, I've been counting. I would say that we are Christians who are hardcore gamers, but you can be a hardcore Christian too. Just maybe not too hardcore. Sometimes there's a limit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. If you've already got your angel wings. Probably a little too hardcore. So
that's right. When you are replacing the Bible bashing with a 2x4 wood plank, you are a little too hardcore for me.
If you say anything that JoJo the Christian Clown has ever said, but on purpose, you're probably a little too hardcore. Man, we could get a whole thing going.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
If your Bible is bigger than your grandma's purse, then you might be a hardcore Christian. I don't know.
If you are a succeeding generation of 50,000 Christians that were all zealots, you might be a hardcore Christian.
If, let me see. I don't know. I can't think of any more.
If you replace gaming with going to church, you might be a hardcore gamer.
Oh, man. If you've ever eaten a great Pop-Tart and counted it as communion... You might be a hardcore Christian gamer.
I take this bread.
Hey, it's all in one step, man. You just bite right through the bread and the wine. Boom, right.
That's
there.
That's right. Exactly.
Anyway, it's time for this.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my life.
Yeah, it's that time of the show where we talk about crazy, funny, wacky, zany, insane things that have happened in the last 7 or so days. Drew, what you got for me, dude? Or do you want me to go first?
Well, no, I can go first because mine's probably won't be as funny as yours. Yours is always funnier.
Okay.
Every time, yours is always funnier than the other host. So let's get my garbage one out of the way and get to your good one.
That's cool.
I actually had to ask my wife because I've been working. Let's see. This has been my long week. So I worked Monday, Tuesday, and I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, and I work 12-hour shifts at night. So it's been a long, rough week. So I had to think of, like, what the heck is funny? But I figured it out. My way of adjusting to my work schedule has been to, on the night previous to the night that I have to work, I will try to stay up as long as possible in order to sleep during the day and then go to work.
How's that working for you?
Well, that's kind of what the funny part of the story.
Okay.
James. So it was, and usually I don't have a problem. If I can, you know, dose up on coffee and some energy pills, I'm usually okay. And considering that I am a hardcore gamer, I spend most of my time playing games online until usually about 4 in the morning when everybody gets off and then it's me by myself and I feel weird. However, so the other night, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay up. I'm going to be good. You know, I slept like all day. I was all right. I'm going to stay up. And I come in, the wife and the kids go to bed, and I'm up in my little den with my Xbox, and I'm playing, and I'm playing online, and it, you know, 1 o'clock rolls around, I'm doing okay, I'm chugging along. 2 o'clock rolls around, I'm doing all right. 2:30 rolls around, and I'm feeling a little sleepy. So I'm trying to play, you know, I'm starting to kind of feel kind of a little drowsy, and so I'm playing a little bit more. 3 o'clock rolls around. And I'm touching and going now. I'm at the point where I'm literally waking up in the middle of an online battle, and my reticule is faced directly to the ground, and I am constantly walking into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up and I'm like, oh, I was sleeping, you know. So I get back, I play, I kill a couple more bad guys, and I'm out again. So I remember the last thing I honestly remember was telling the other guys that were on my team. I said, "Hey guys, I'm getting a little sleepy. If you don't hear from me, I'm probably asleep."
You see my guy walking in circles, pointing at the sky.
Yes, exactly. So that was the last thing that I remember, and the next thing is I'm getting woken up by my wife, who is she's like, "Hey, honey, are you okay?" And I look, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm passed out in my chair. The music to the battle is going on in the background, and the TV is all dim now because the power saver is on it, so it's dim. And I've got the war music in the background, and I don't know what woke her up to convince. It might have been the constant blaring of war trumpets, maybe. That's possible, considering my house isn't very big, so she probably heard it from the other room. Yeah, it woke me up, and I was like, "Oh, I must have fallen asleep." Well, duh, you know, I wasn't awake, and ended up going
to
bed.
What gave it away? The drool all over the front of your t-shirt, or what?
Yeah, well, you know, I play in the nude, so.
Gosh.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
What
I
is
don't.
It when I get Christian people on the show? They're worse than the secular folks.
We want to go back to our roots.
Is
you know,
that what
Adam
it
Eve.
Is? Yeah.
Well. You know, before the whole sin thing, you know, they were naked.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta appreciate it.
There's a difference between naked and naked, though. So,
that is true.
People from Georgia know the difference. Naked means you ain't got no clothes on. Naked means you ain't got no clothes on and you're up to something. So.
That's right. They're spelled differently, too. Naked is N-E-K-K-I-D, I believe.
Yes.
And naked is N-A-K-E-D.
Okay. So, hardcore Christian gamers apparently... do it in the buff. So
that's right.
Just letting everybody know. Don't go over to Drew's house. Don't go to Drew's house after 12 p.m. If you hear war trumpets, run like a mighty wind away.
Really, actually, after 9 p.m., you probably should stay away.
His wife and kids are holed up upstairs, hiding from the horror.
Scared
that it is Xbox Live. Okay.
They're in the panic room.
All right. Mine is better if only because it has nothing to do with nakedness.
Okay.
So,
I knew it would be better.
Christmas time. Oh, my daughter. I just wanted to tell about my daughter. She's so smart and so bad all at the same time, because she's smart like her mama and she's bad like her daddy, always getting herself into trouble. She's at the nursery the other day at church, and the teacher's like, you know, talking about Christmas, and we're going to do some Christmas crafts, and we're going to do this because it's Christmas, and it's Christmas. And my daughter finally had enough. She's like, it is not Christmas. It is not Christmas. And all her little friends are like, yes, it is. It's Christmas. It's a Christmas. And the teacher's like, Jenna, it is Christmas. It's Christmas. And she's like, no, it's not Christmas Day. It's Christmas time. And oh my gosh, if I'd have been there, I'd have whacked her upside the head. She's too smart for her own good, you know? And did I lose you?
No.
Okay, I'm just bombing. I'm just bombing. That's it.
I'm laughing so hard that it's one of those laughs where you just don't hear any noise.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it's Christmas time, apparently, not Christmas Day. There you go. Thank you. Thank you for the mercy laugh. Okay, here's a better one. Shut up.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to hit the red button on Skype right now. No, I. This is not funny. I'm just going to set that way. Mine's not better than yours. This is the second one. I don't know. I was feeling weird this morning. You ever feel weird? Yes, I do, James. Good. I was in my truck, and I have this truck, and I've never had a truck before. It's actually David's truck, my old co-host, my brother, before he moved to stinking Ireland and ruined my show.
I left the truck for you, laddie.
Yeah, I have a truck. And I have this truck, and I'm driving around, and it has no tailgate, it has no topper, it has nothing. It's just an old Nissan pick-em-up truck, white thing, and it's full of ice and snow, because it's been snowing and icing in my area like a beast. And I've just never seen that. I've never had to deal with that, because I've never had a truck before. I've got 4 or 5 inches of snow and ice back here, and it just kind of struck me weird, because I went home, and then I went to a restaurant and met with some folks, and then I'm going back out of the car, and I'm like, you know, everywhere I'm taking the snow for a drive. You know, I'm just driving this snow around town, and then I realized, no, I'm delivering snow. I'm actually delivering this. And everywhere I go, apparently, they've already got some. So I just have to take it somewhere else, you know. And so I'm just imagining that I'm this little snow delivery person. Boy, that's funny. That's funny stuff.
Like, what you should have actually done is charged people as you drove by, saying, look, I've got your snow and you need to pay me.
You need to give me
right now.
I have news for you. You owe me some money because I have your snow. You should have told me you already had snow. I went all this way. I brought you the snow. Ice as an additional component.
Or as I would interpret it, you have nose fire. Apparently, that's what I understand.
All right, we're going to do some news real quick. Save us, Jesus. Grats, big congratulations to Eric and Rob over at We're Both Right. Whether you know it or not, they didn't even know it at the time. I actually was able to tell them. They have been chosen as an editor's pick through iTunes for a top new podcast of 2007. So, woo-hoo! Congratulations. Absolutely. Yay. I emailed them, and I'm like, hey, grats, guys. I wish I'd been in there. I'm jealous of y'all. I hate you. You know, all this stuff. And they wrote back, oh, really? We didn't even know. You know, so apparently they are so awesome that iTunes means nothing. Nothing to me. I do not need you. So apparently they're also from Norwegia, but it's okay.
That's very Web 2.0 of you as well to say grats instead of congratulations.
Well, I don't know how to spell congratulations. I can't remember if it's a D or a T. So
does anybody know how to spell that?
Graduates do. can you win? You can also, here's my second announcement. You can win a nobody character from drawyouapicture.com by sending in your favorite clip, your favorite audio clip from one of our past shows. Your deadline is December 29th. So email your clips to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. And put contest in the subject line. For more information, you go to nlcast.com and in under categories, click contest. It's the only one there. Check that out. It is time for this, peeps.
It's the featured story.
All right, funny man. It's your show.
No! Never!
I will never tell a story for your show. I'm saving it for my own.
I keep it to myself, you know? Okay, so, all right. I had to do a lot of thinking about this because I know that when you were on our show, I alluded to a story about Nair. I have to think about how to draw this story out in the most funny possible way because it's really a very simple and plain story. about Nair. So here we go.
Okay.
I was a wee age of probably 12.
Okay, this can't go well. Nair and a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old male. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Exactly.
Surprised you had anything to Nair, but continue.
Okay, well, that's the funny part. So at 12, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty confident young man.
Dry and secure.
That's right. I was very excited to start my new school day at a new school. Obviously, new school day, new school. So I woke myself up, or I think maybe my mother woke me up in the morning to get ready, and I had all of these plans to get myself all ready to start my brand new school year, looking all nice, very suave, very debonair, if you will.
Well, that's what's awesome about the Witness Protection Program. You can reinvent yourself at a new place. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Got the new name, the new card. You can just totally be a thug if you want to at your new
school.
And
you think my name is Drew. It wasn't originally. So,
Susan.
Sarah, actually.
Oh!
Sarah.
Stalkers.
Stalkers! My father actually wanted me to get beat up a lot as a child, so that's why he named me Sarah. But I changed it to Drew, which is very asexual. Drew is very asexual. It could go both ways.
Absolutely.
Male. So anyway, so I'm wanting to look good for my new class, and I had a nice outfit picked out, and
guys don't wear outfits, okay? You did not have an outfit. You had a pair of pants and a shirt. You did not have an outfit. I'm telling you right now. If you did, I'm gonna pull in some random person from the chat room.
Sarah had an outfit, okay? No. none of that. None of that. So, so I had some pants, a nice pair of pants, maybe slacks, if you will, and a pair of shoes.
And a smock. I was wearing a smock.
A smock.
Very
That's
smart
right.
and smock.
We were going to be painting that day, so we had to have a smock. And an easel as well, with one of those little cardboard things with the paint blotches on it. Yes, that's what I had. Not really. So... I'm losing my part of the story. I know you do this, but I never thought being on this end I would actually be so distracted by you, James.
I'm sorry.
That I would have a hard time telling the story. So, it's good, though. We're drawing it out. We're making it funnier than it originally probably would have been.
That's the point, yeah.
That's right. I know how I can go too far. So,
PG,
so
please.
At 12 years old, I had long hair. And I had this kind of like,
how long?
Maybe four inches in length.
Where?
5 inches, maybe.
All around or just in the back? Was it in fact a mullet?
It was a skullet, as a matter of fact.
No.
No, it wasn't.
No, a skullet is bald on top, so no, couldn't be.
Yes. Yes, it was a skullet. No, that's a different story. So. Yeah, I had this 4 to 5 inch hair, and I like to kind of part it on the side and then pull like.
But seriously though, was it a mullet or was it a fullet, as David calls it? Because a fullet is like a mullet that grew out, and it looks like a full head of hair, except it resembles a mullet. So I'm just wanting to get a mental picture in my head. If you're parting this, it was probably a fullet.
Probably that's what I'm guessing.
Okay,
I just called it nice hair, and I got picked on for it. So if that's what you want to call it. You know, thank you for helping me to relive that past.
Okay.
So, you know, I spent a lot of time, you know, doing my hair, and I would do that throughout the day. Now, I had two stepsisters when my mom had remarried.
Of course you
and,
did.
Of course, everybody's got two stepsisters
evil?
When their mom remarries.
Were they evil?
They were, and they treated Sarah very horribly, and they wouldn't let her go to the ball.
Sararella, that was your name.
I was Sararella. I was very upset.
Man, and when the mice made that outfit for your new school, it was awesome. It was
rad. Well, yeah, that's right. It was the outfit. It was the smock with the easel. I was very vain as a child, and I would spend a lot of time with my hair. So my older stepsister had moved out, and she had left some of her products in our open up mirror. You know,
medicine cabinets.
Medicine cabinet mirror, you know, it's kind of, you know, whatever. So I open it up and I see this red bottle. And I'm like, oh, mousse. How perfect would this be to fix my hair?
No, you
with
didn't.
With this mousse.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I was like, this will be great. What a great day for Drew at school for his first day with this wonderful mousse that my awesome stepsister left behind. So I grab it, and then I just, you know, big pile in my hand.
Yeah, because that's how you did it back in the day, boy.
Exactly. And it smelled so good. You know, this mousse smelled so great. And I mixed it around, you know, as if I was washing my hands with the mousse.
Yeah.
And then I took it, and I just rubbed it through my hair. And just in as if I was shampooing or conditioning my scalp with herbal essence.
Oh, yeah, you got to get that slathered there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was going all up in there. And I was was doing the comb over, you know, the Trump style comb over here with my fullet, making it all look nice, all perfect. I was going to be the talk of the class because of how good I looked.
Absolutely,
absolutely. So, in the process of getting ready to spray more mousse into my hand, I'm like, you know, and as a 12-year-old, apparently, sometimes you can think logically. So I'm like, huh, that's kind of a funny name for mousse. I've never heard of this kind of mousse before. So I look on the back, and it says, Nair, hair removal. And I don't know how long it took to set in, whether it's one of those movie dramatic moments.
No, time does slow down when you've done something insanely stupid. It really does.
So,
oh my God.
Mom. So I panic. Well, what was actually probably funnier was the fact that my younger brother, who is 3.5 years younger than I, decided that he wanted to be just like Bubba.
Oh.
and mousse his hair as well. So we were having this little mousse party.
I think at this point, it's not a mousse. It's not mousse. It was you applied some loose because the hair is turning loose.
Well, they don't call it Nair because it gives you hair. Buddy.
No, and it is no hair up there. Is the shortened version of Nair. Oh gosh.
Yeah. So immediately upon realizing that I had made a big mistake, ran downstairs. Screaming, crying, freaking out as
Stop
much as a 12-year-old
could
do. Yes, as if my head was on fire because it might as well have been. My mom is calm as a mother of a 12 and an 8-year-old or 9-year-old could be. She leaned me over the sink basically as if I was bobbing for forks in the sink aerator, whatever it's called. I don't know.
Anyway, disposal.
I'm a guy. I don't use that thing. I'm married.
Except to kill aliens.
Except to chop bad guys' hands off.
Yeah.
And cut hot dogs and make Slurpees.
Smoothies.
So that's right. So she dunked my head into a vat of water, and luckily, at least to my remembrance, it did not do any damage. But the damage, physically, there was no damage. But mentally and emotionally, I've been scarred for life. And now, actually, I don't have much hair on top.
Really?
Yeah. At a young age of 27,
started.
Bumping. I am, like Bruce Willis.
Oh, male pattern.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, the rest of the story that you didn't tell is your brother that was 3.5 years younger than you, however, did not tell Mom. And, you've got some explaining to do. Why is your brother bald?
He was upstairs putting makeup on and lipstick. I don't know.
Gosh.
He turned out different, though. We don't talk about him.
Why does he have a skullet?
Well, it actually is kind of sad because a couple years later, my brother and I contracted ringworm.
Oh, yum.
And actually lost quite a whole lot of patches of hair. So maybe it was just God's way of making up for our mistake in the past.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Ringworm.
But that's my story, James. I hope that was good.
It was awesome. It was rad.
Good.
It was so awesome.
I tried.
I wish the only way the story could have been better is if you'd been at school, you hadn't realized it was Nair, you're in math class, you're eyeing this other girl that has the same hair that you do, because that was pretty popular back then, big hair, and you go to toss your hair, or you go to put your hands through it all seductively, and a big old clump just flies off. And so, like, to play it off, because it's off your, it's off the side she couldn't see, to play it off, you pet it like it's a small pet.
Like a gerbil, like the one from science class.
Yeah, and then you just kind of slide it off into your trapper keeper to keep it from being seen. And then she comes up to you, "What was that?" And you're like, "Oh, you ever seen gremlins?" "Yeah." "I don't like to talk about it.
The can't feed them after midnight."
The old Chinese man said not to say anything.
Up next, news, E and V mail.
All right, we got a couple of each. What do you want to do? Email or V mail first, Drew? You're the co-host.
Guest host. Oh, gosh. You know what? Voicemail is always fun. So let's go with voicemail.
All right, here we go. This is Trevor responding to our question last week about milk in bags in Canada.
"Hey, James. It's Trevor, a.k.a. Ratface, up here from up here in Canada. Just finished listening to T. Roosh's episode there, which was just awesome. I love that guy. He just makes me crack up everything he says, man. Anyway, just to clear things up, up here in Canada, not all milk is in bags. Some of it is in cows. But it's also, we have jugs, we have, you know, the normal milk cartons and stuff, but we do have it in bag form. I don't know if it's more efficient, if it's better packaging, but and the three bags actually come together in a bag, and it is referred to as a tri-pack, if you can follow the logic on that. But anyway, just wanted to throw in my two cents there, so... anyway, I look forward to seeing you on the first Monday of the month.
Yep.
See you, buddy.
All right. Bye. That was Trevor, and apparently just letting us know something I already knew about milk bags.
It's amazing.
I just need to see them. I need to see them. I need to take a trip to Australia so I can see toilet water running backwards, and then I need to go up to Canada and America's Hat, and I need to see a milk bag. And, you know, I'm wondering, okay, does this logic travel and traverse into the elementary school world? Do you have little tiny bags of milk that you give children at your elementary schools, Trevor? Little tiny bags. You know, that
maybe
would be
so cute.
Maybe
you could sew them into your pockets?
And you know, it sounds weird that it would be in a milk bag, but I drank a Canadia, Capri Sun, Canadia Sun.
That's close.
And yeah. It's in a bag, and I poked a straw in it without stabbing my finger all the way through. And so, yeah, milk bags for elementary school kids, is that the thing? And then if so, are there missing children screen printed onto the side of the bag?
They're missing cows.
And then I'm wondering, too, is when the bag is deflated, do they look really small, like a design printed on a balloon after you've deflated it? I don't know. Just wondering. Questions I have, and just wanted to know that. Here is another one from Garrett, and he's wanting to tell us a story about his youth group in a van. Here we go.
Down by the
river. Hey, nobody's listening. This is Garrett from Georgia. I heard you talking about T. Roosh's youth group, and it made me think of a story from mine. So we were on our way to Alabama for a youth convention.
He's not reading
And we
this.
Had to stop and get some gas. We drove into a BP station, and my youth pastor gets out and fills up the van. Turns out there was a discrepancy with the prepay, so it took us about half an hour too long.
Not reading it.
You know how that is. Once we figured that out, my youth pastor is ready to go. So he runs up, jumps in the car, slams the door, and drives off. But what he forgot was that the gas hose was still in the side of the van. He ripped it off the kiosk and was dragging it down the road. We turned around and drove back to the gas station, and thankfully the clerk at the gas station let us keep going. Anyways, I thought that was funny, and send me a button. Bye.
Send me a button.
Send me a button.
All right, did he write the laughs in? That's what I want to know, because he laughed as he was reading it. Did he remember part of it, or did he write that in? Laugh during this part. I don't blame you for writing it down, dude. I don't. But my wife's father did that one time at work on a naval base, and he had filled up and pulled off. And the thing that made it truly funny is homeboy didn't realize it until somebody came and told him. He'd been driving around for hours in this white government issue truck with this gas pump hanging out of the side of it. It's hilarious. I told y'all the other day how I was pumping gas and it because there's a cutoff valve, thank God, for these people that do this, that just disconnects and shuts the gas off so that it doesn't just keep running. And I was pumping gas and the whole thing just disconnected and flopped down at my feet and I didn't even do anything. And I told the lady because I was really shocked and she was like, yeah, I'm just going to bag it. And apparently that happens a lot. So,
well, you know what I would do, James, is if I got pulled over having the gas tank or the gas hose hanging out of my car, I would just tell them that it was the tail for my animal, for my vehicle animal. Right? And that didn't work, huh? That was stupid.
Well, it's just the placement. If it was the one that you push down the license plate,
you know,
then it would work. But out the side, I don't know. I don't know what that could be.
A mutant animal. I mean, it could be a liger. Never know.
You never know.
Well, you know, my son actually had a gas accident when he was about 3.
I had a gas accident about 20 minutes ago. That's a different thing.
That's not the same.
You're right, because it wasn't an accident, but I'm pumped.
I was on purpose. Apparently my wife was pumping gas, and my son at 3 years old decided to grab the thing out of the car, and it didn't have the auto shut off, so gas sprayed all over his face and in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh, that burned so bad.
Yeah, so they took care of it. I mean, he's only got 3 eyes now, and they've gotten it down to from 4, so that's always good.
I mean, it was nice having freckles for a while, wasn't it, kid? You know,
we had
to wipe them off.
Now they call them whitey.
I carried gas for my mom one time. We were stopped by the side of the road, and the gas sloshed all over my clothes and therefore all over my privacies. And I didn't think much about it because I was a kid and it was just wet and I was just trying to get the stuff lugged back to the car. It was way too much for me to carry at the time, but it really started burning after a while, and I've never forgotten that. It's just terrible.
To this day,
still have to bring it up and cringe because it burned. It burned bad. And why don't you read Matt's email for me?
Okay.
Let's test your reading skills.
Absolutely. Matt says, I am a Boy Scout troop, and every winter we sell Christmas trees.
Why are you reading it all happy and high? Just because he's a Boy Scout does not mean he's a wuss. Hi, I'm a Boy Scout. Your voice changed. You're going to listen later. Yeah. I am a Boy Scout. I'm 4 years old. I'm 4 years old and we sell Christmas trees for my daddy. No, go ahead.
I'm a Boy Scout troop and every winter. No, sorry. Sorry, Matt. You probably don't talk like that.
Matt's probably 17. He's in Eagle Scouts.
Matt actually might be 35. And
he's still working on that
old story.
Order of the Eagle, Order of the Arrow badge or whatever.
He's a Mason now. No, Order of the Phoenix.
There you go.
Every winter he says that he sells Christmas trees as their annual fundraiser. He said this year we were setting up our tree lot in the parking lot of Safeway, and there was a pile of trash on the ground that we decided to pick up. Very nice. Since we didn't want trash in our tree lot. My friend Lucy and I were picking up the trash when I found a small bag that contained what appeared to be some sort of herb. I had a hunch about what illegal substance it might be.
Cinnamon?
Basil and parsley and rosemary?
Some thyme?
What's that song, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme?
I don't know.
By the Strawberry Alarm Clock? Anyway, so so he took it to his dad, and his dad kept it. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't say that. He opened the bag, and he took a whiff. He told me that it was
now you,
indeed.
Now you can go to a high voice if you want to after that.
It was indeed the herb I thought it was.
Thank you, son.
Thanks,
here's
Dad.
My favorite part of the whole email. Read that.
If you can say marijuana on the show, that's what it was.
So he
Man,
didn't
I'm glad he said that.
Yeah, just get it out in the open because I was really worried about herbs.
I was honestly thinking it could have been peppermint.
Well, I thought it was possibly a little orphan named Herb. I was confused until we got to that point.
Yes, they called him Herbie, and he grew up on the streets.
If Safeway.
He was using the bag to stay warm and Yeah. So, he says...
Who you calling trash? Anyway, go ahead.
I'm not trash. I'm Herbie. So, we decided to throw the bag away, and I hope you have a good 50th episode soon. Better than later, of course.
Well, yeah, I hope we have a 50th episode soon, too. We've only got two away. Actually said, let's just say we decided to throw it away. That's an important element of the email.
Let's just say. Isn't that always one of those things?
I think the moral of the story is if you find marijuana, you know, in the illegal herb at the Safeway, take it to Dad. Because that's
right.
Take all your drugs to Dad. It's... Dad knows what to do. He's going to open that sucker up. He's going to take a big old sniff. He's going to remember high school, and then he'll straighten things out. There's no story about where they decided to throw it away. Yeah, son, I need you to go throw that in Daddy's ashtray. Yeah, just go...
throw it in the truck, Matt.
Just keep that in your pocket till you get over to the Nissan. All right, here's Dana. Dana says, I was listening to some of your old episodes. I came across the one with the mattress coming out of the back of the truck. Yeah.
Oh, great episode.
It was horrifying.
Catfish.
The pancake flopping like a catfish. It was coming out of the truck. I had to tell you about my own horror story. She might actually have me beat with her mattress story. Here we go. I was 11. I was finally getting my own room and, of course, very excited. I had finally outgrown the mattress my parents got for me when I was 4. If you've outgrown a mattress, you are a tall person, by the way. Yes. And luckily for us, there was a mattress store just 8 blocks away in our downtown area. That is awesome.
Super.
That's probably why they moved there. You know,
that's right.
There's school and housing, and there is a mattress store 8 blocks away.
It brings the value of your house way up.
It really does. It really does. That Serta factory down the street's awesome. All right, here we go. My dad wasn't able to come and help, but my mom decided we didn't need his help, and we could go and get a new mattress and run a few errands while we were down there. So we walked downtown. We stop at the carpet store for some samples. We stop at the paint store for some paint and lots of other stores until we finally get to the mattress store. Apparently, she was getting a full room remodel.
Notice that it's two girls that are trying to do one task.
Okay. What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that guys have a different way of doing it. A guy would just go buy a mattress. That's all I'm saying. Girls want the paint.
Send your hate mail to contact@hardcorechristiangamer.com. I'm a big fan of the women folk. That's why I married one, and that's why I don't wear your outfits. Okay, it takes us about 5 minutes for us. See, this is where they got us beat, though. Even if that were true, here she says, it takes about 5 minutes for us to find the mattress we want and buy it. And a guy would be like, all right, I got to go back home. I got to look on the internet, and I gotta verify that this is the best possible mattress for the price. But anyway, five minutes.
We have to lay on it, too, for about 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 hours. My mom was too much of a cheapskate to pay the extra $5 to get it delivered to our house.
Oh, no.
So she decided we would just carry it home.
So starts the story.
Yes. Stay tuned next week for part two. We put everything we had, carpet samples, paint cans, purses, all on top of this mattress, and we start to carry it. Mattresses themselves aren't very heavy, but put a bunch of stuff on them, they start to feel really heavy after about 2 blocks.
After the
third block, we were crossing this busy street downtown. A police car comes along. The officer inside stared so long at us, he almost tailgated the car. I'm assuming she means almost hit the rear-ended the car in front of him. When we crossed the street and another block later, we came upon 5 police cars all parked with the officers just milling about and talking to each other. They all stopped and started staring as well. I think they thought we were stealing the mattress, but my mom disagrees. We say hi, and they nod back, and we continue struggling with the mattress. As soon as we're out of earshot, my mom goes off on how a gentleman, especially a police officer, should have offered to help us. Being the remarkably kind child I am, I pointed out that she was the one that didn't want to pay the 5 extra bucks for someone to do this for us in the first place. She says, I can't mention what she said next on your show. Finally, we get home, and we can't get it through the flipping door. So we had to leave it on the front porch, and then, of course, it starts to rain.
Oh, no.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. My dad comes home and sees the mess, and when we tell him Wait a minute. When we told him what happened, he laughed so hard and for so long that he started to cry. The next day, we had to go out and buy a new mattress. And this time, my mom paid the extra $5. The moral of this story is, beware of mattresses. They seem to be benign, inanimate objects, but in reality, they have a mind of their own. Thanks, Dana. Dana, it's not healthy for you to blame the mattress. You have to right. You have to put blame where it belongs, sweetie.
Your mom.
It's your mom's fault.
Baroque, yeah.
All right, let's see. Is there anything else? We have to give away a button. Nice. And and then I think that's the show. So who gets it? Call in or email?
Oh gosh. You know, I think we poked so much fun at Matt with his high voice and his ignorance about the illegal substance of peppermints that was in the bag. I think Matt deserves it, but you know what, James? It's your show, so you have to be the finalist.
I will go ahead and say that Matt gets a button. So Matt, send in your address information to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com, and we'll send you out a button. So congratulations to you.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for being on with me there. Dude, I'm drawing a blank.
I am Drew.
Hi,
I'm Drew, and I'm from HardcoreChristianGamer.com. It's good to meet you, James, for the first time.
And if you are a hardcore gamer, you do not have to be a X-gen, as I call them.
That's
right. We're trying to keep the X and Xmas around here.
Keep the X. Yo.
But if you are a gamer, you are going to enjoy this podcast, and it's awesome, especially if you play Xbox. I don't think they're specifically to Xbox, but they all seem to have them.
But we play it mostly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't.
Check it out.
I can't afford it. But yeah, check him out. Go over there and download, subscribe, tell him you heard about him from Nobody's Listening, and we'll see you guys next week. Unfortunately, nobody is going to visit your website, because
right.
The sad truth is that nobody's listening. You tried and you did well.
I did it.
You did.
I know.
You did it. Yay.
Finally succeeded once in life.
Visit us online at nlcast.com or look us up in iTunes. While you're there, why not leave a review? Email your stories or comments to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Hey, James and miscellaneous guest host. This is Kadaj, and while I was listening to your last episode about spiders, particularly about the part where James mentioned Arachnophobia, the movie, and so I was doing my homework while I did that, and apparently I was writing about geometry, because that's how I roll, and I had writing something about givens, and I looked down right after hearing him talk about clutching his neck about spiders or something like that, and I had written about my victims instead of my givens. So yeah, thought you'd get a kick out of that. Okay, see you later.
Hi, James. It's me, Clark, again. I just joined your forums, known as Marlock Man. I hope you actually send me some feedback on this voicemail. On my last voicemail. Okay, bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.